That's a longer zman. If so, mipkid lepkivim miboi, then pshitam that this bedika laach atashmish helps to take away the short time. Like we said, let's say she made one bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and she was tor, and then she made another bedika after tashmish 9 o'clock, and then she first went down 12 o'clock. So pshita that the bedika of the 9 o'clock stops it, that she's not coming back until 5 o'clock. That's a shorter time. Pshita the bedika stops it. Samura says, now the time I would have thought it's like this, that neis leis choshu barabon lepsed of the tyrus. Maybe it's for just the opposite. If we don't say this bedika works, so you're going to be metama how far back, all the way back 24 hours before. That's going to be a lot of pesed of the tyrus. If you're going to say she's tamei, so all the tyrus she's touched in between will become tamei. So in order to stop that, not to be metama the tyrus, here we'll say that Rabbanu relied on this bedika lachatashmish to stop it, that the tumor does not go back the 24-hour period. For the case where she made the bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was a real good bedika, there was no chashash in a rush, there's no chashash in a mazera there, that was a good bedika. Now again, she had tashmish 9 o'clock, and she made a bedika lachatashmish, and then she sees 12 o'clock. So the question is now, until how far back is she tummy? She sees 12 o'clock at night. So the Mishnah is saying that from 9 o'clock, before that, she's Torah. Because since she made this Bedika Tashmish at 9 o'clock, so that stops the tumor from going backwards. Now, let's say this Bedika does not help. How far back would the tumor go? Only until 5 o'clock when she made that last good Bedika. So I would have thought to say, since here there's not that much time, it's only a few hours, there's not that much Pseida of Tyrus, maybe here the Rabbanu will machmetaka to say that this bedika does not help. So Kamashma and the Mishnah know that even though it's a short period of time, still you should know this bedika she makes lachatashmish is considered 100% good bedika, and from before this we say she was Torah. The tumor does not go back, Meislet does not go back before this. Then it says in the Mishnah that Ketzer Dayishosa, like what's the case, what's the chiddush you say? That she's only Tomei Mikana Labor from now on, and not from before. So Mishnah said the case was that first she was sitting on the bed, and she was Lysik in Truma and Tyrus, and then she got up from the bed, and she stopped Lysik in Truma, and then she saw Dam. So she says, Dayashosa, the Locher is, it's only Tomei, she's Tomei, not the bed, and not the Truma. So Mori asked the question, Lomali Lemisni, what does the Mishnah have to say for? Hoysi Yasheras Bamita, that she was sitting on the bed, the Asuki B'Tyrus, she was working in Tyrus. Listen, let the Mishnah say straight. Hoysa Asuki B'Tyrus, she was working the Tyrus to Pirsho. And she stopped working the Tyrus for us, and then she saw Dam. Like, what does the Mishnah have to talk about the bed for? Let it just talk about the Tyrus. That even though the Isha was working with Tyrus first, and then she stopped working, and right after she saw Dam, that the Tyrus is tore. Like, what does the Mishnah have to say the case of the bed also for? Sumor says, the Mishnah is teaching us like this, why do we say that the bed is tor? Only because this Isha is Yesh Lo Vesis, that when she sees Dam, she's only Tomei Mikan Labor, not before. When she sees Dam now, that Midrabonim we say she's Tomei all the way back, the Chiddush is that Mito Nami Matama, that even the bed would have also been Tomei. That's the Chiddush. Not only is it a chumrin in Tyrus, but anything she touches becomes tamei also. That's the chiddush. And what's back of the reason? So Gemara says, "Misayel leziru." There should be a proof to ziri. The yom aziru. The ziri says like this: that meis lies shebenida. That it has a tum of meis lies by nida, he should know oisa mishkav u'meishav. That we said she's tamei before, it has a regular din of a mishkav u'meishav. That whatever she sits on, whatever she's moishav on, either sitting or lying on, Mamad makes his tummy as if Anita did it. The halacha is, whoever touches that mishkav moishav, not only do they become tummy, not only is like an avatumam, but it's a chomadik avatumam, that whoever touches it, while he's touching it, all the begotten that he wears also becomes tummy. So that's Shana Mishnah, that this mita would also become tummy. Like Rashi says, that the mitama means this mita nami mitama ke mishkav nida atzmo, like the loch of a mishkav nida, just like a nida sits on a couch and becomes tamei, also this mita also becomes tamei. She mitama odam anagev, have all these chumris, that now if a man would touch that bed, he would become tamei, and who are din, his begodim would also become tamei. So that's the chiddush. Rabbanan gave this din tuma mamish, like she's a nida, that even a mishka of Moshev also becomes tamei. Rashi says, "Ochias in the tamei odim matamei begodim, shodim matamei begodim sholov." That the man's begodim that he's wearing becomes tamei also, even though the begodim did not touch the mida, the mita. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that this mita also becomes tamei. And that's a right, that's the Ziris Halachom, that this din tumma of mace, lace, has mamish a din tumma like an ida, that the Mishka of Moshe was mamish tamei, the tamei yod, and the tamei begodim. So Moshe says, Michti, let's see. Hai mita, this bed, nechura, is dover, shein, berdas, lishoilu. It's something you can't ask, it's something that can't talk. So it's like a dove shame by dastly shrelu. And so the question is then, for chol dove shame by dastly shrelu, slekei tor. That then the sub, in a suffix, it should be tor. Like you have a chazaka here. So you have a suffix whether she's tummy or not before. You have a suffix whether this bed became tummy or not. I should still leave the bed because chazkosai. That since before she sat on the bed was tor. So now also it's tor. And a suffix had said she should not see done. The only reason why usually we say Safik is Tamei, that's Prashusa Yochot, because we learn out from Saita. That by Saita we see the Torah took the Safik of Saita, made it into a Vadai, that we do not use Chazokis. But that's only on something that if you ask, it can answer you like a person. By Shekhan we have the Mita, since it's a double shame, but that's the Shoel, that's the Kasha, and the Safik, it should be Tor. Rashi says, Michti, Hai Mita, double shame, but that's the Shoelu. Umeis, Leis, Svei Ketumah, it's only a Safik Ketumah. For Chol Shein Badasli Shoyel should be Tor. So I said, Vishleima, a Tyrus. I, the Chori, asked the same question on the Tyrus also. Why do we say the Tyrus, the Truma that you touched before? Is Tomei, the Chori, the Tyrus also, we can't ask whether they're Tomei or not. So I said, Rashi, that's good. The Chivan, the Yasukim, and since she was working with them, she had them in the hands of Yachzosan, the Yoda, Hevelech Yoda. That was in the hands that she was working with it. That's mamish considered like a yad. That's still like part of her. And just like she, a person, you could ask, therefore it's clear that Vayesh Badas Yisrael. But the meat is not something she was touching, working with. The meat is agave karker, as she says. That's not in her hand. Therefore, since it's agave karker, it's called like a thing by itself. And therefore, the din should be that Ein Badas Yisrael suffering should be tor. So Marin says, Kirgumaziri, Ziri answered the case that Mishnah is talking about. Kishachav Roseh, Loisis Oisav Amita, Nechnam. We're talking about now that her friends are carrying her on top of the bed. Meaning to say, the friends are picking up the bed. So who's holding up the bed? Who's Oisik in the bed? Her friend. So her friend, Yesh Badas Lishorel. So the heaven, Yad Chavruseh, is like in the hands of her friend. So the friends are somewhat you could ask. Therefore, it has the lach in order now from Satan, that Safik Tumma, for Shusi Yachar is Tamei. Therefore, it remains Tamei here also. Nothing more says, that the Hash to the Yom Rabbi Yechon, not the Rabbi Yechon said another Yisoid, that Safik Tumma. Habo bide Yodam, any Safik Tumma. That's a Safik whether a man touched the thing or not. Even though right now the Safik is whether this bed became Tamei or not. But since how could it become Tamei? The Safik is that a person Tamei touched it or not. So the tumma now on the bed or on the chavis came through a person, the lochur is nisholam aleho. That's all considered a tumma sheesh padas lishoel. Fiafila bekli mulch agami karka. Even though this bed would be lying on the ground, not that her friends are carrying this on the ground, still, kimi sheesh padas lishoel, that's all considered like yesh padas lishoel. Rashi says, abobe the yodam, to go in zoo, the tuma yodabo coming through her. Could go noise sheretz, that's the same as carrying a sheretz in his hand. And Safik, he has a doubt whether he touched this kli that's moved on the gabi karka or not. So this kli would be considered like yesh padas lishoel, and if it be in a mishur siyachim, then a Safik would be tummy. That's the b'yachim halacha. But even though the actual bed itself, the actual kli, is ein padas lishoel, but since the Safik how it became tummy was through an odom, and Nodim is called Yesh Padas Lishoel, so therefore, min ha-safik, it would be Tomei. And that's the Kiddush, if so, Afar Pi Shein Chavruseh Loisis Oisav Amito. And with the same Malach, even though her friends are not carrying in the Mito, the Mais of this Mito now would be considered like Yesh Padas Lishoel. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. But even though the Mais of the bed itself, you can't ask anything to, But since the way it became tumah was through a person, we go both for the noisin hatumah. The one that's giving the tumah is the yodam, so the yodam is yes padach lishol. Therefore, Mishnah comes out very good then. And the Mishnah, the shaila is this isha was sitting on the bed. So the shaila was the isha tumah before or not when she touched the bed? So that's called the safu tumah habor bi the yodam. So that's called neshama oleha. Therefore, Mishnah siyachad lachur is sveikli is tumah. Now the Gemara says, goof what we say before. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Sofek Tumah bo bidei yodin nisholam alehom. A Sofek Tumah that came through a person, if the person Sofek is a person touched it or not, and a Chanami, that's clear like Yesh Padach Lishoyom, that Sofek Tumah Rishosiyach would be Tumah. Learn out from Saita. And Afidlo b'kli munuchak ha-munuchak gabekak, even though the Kli is resting on the ground. So really it's not bidei yodam, but since the Tumah comes through an Odom, that's enough to be Matama. If Kemishi Yesh Padach Lishoyom, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Kiddush. This the Gemara says, Mesa, we have a question. It says, what's going to be? Hoyimisatif betalisoyin. A person was wearing a talis, his coat around him. Utoiros betairos utimeis betidoi. He had tairos and he had tmeis next to him. And he had the shalurid that his coat, and Sathe his coat was tor. The suffix is, did his coat touch his tmeis that the coat should become tommy or not? Or else, Utairos utimeis lamalim roishoi. The case now would be, let's say this coat is for sure Tamei, and there was Tyrus and Tamei on top of him. Lamala Mereshoi. Sofek Noga. Sofek Le Noga. The Sofek is now, did this coat, this Tamei of the coat, touch the Tyrus or not? So Locher is Tor. Locher is Menas Sofek. We said the Tyrus still remains Tor, or else in the first case, the coat still remains Tor. But Vimi Yev Shelim Ken Noga. If the way he took off this coat to put it on, it's impossible unless he touched it, then Tomei, that's a bad, it's not called a suffix. So the question is though, in our suffix though, we see it's Tor. So the question is why? Since Abba Abidei Odom, at least it's the second case, where the Beged was Tomei, and the man is moving it around, and the suffix is that the man touched the Tyrus or not, that should be called the suffix Tomei Abba Abidei Odom. So why does it say here, in our suffix it's Tor, according to Rabbi Yechonim, in our suffix here, it should be Tomei. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Oimrim Loi Shona V'Shoina. He says, know what we do now? Tell the man to do over his action. The same way he put on his beged before, and we didn't see, we didn't notice it, we tell him to do it over a second time now. And if we see now him touch it, so it's Vade Tanna. If now he doesn't touch it, we say it didn't touch it before either. Oimrim Loi, the Chum said back, no, they don't like to say it to him. And they all know the klal is Ein Shoina M'Tairus. We do not do Tairus over again. So we can't, that's not a vada, you don't know, maybe before it did touch, now it didn't touch, it now it did, before it didn't, we can't tell. But our core part of the Quran, Tanakhama, Amai, what do we say, Minas Sofik, it's Tor, what do we say, Minas Sofik, it's Tor, Hosofik Tumah Bobi the Yodimu. Of Yelukur, it's Hosofik Tumah Bobi the Yodim, where the Yodim is touching this Dega, this Tamei, and he's putting it on, and his Sofik is that he touched the Tyrus, so it should be a Sofik Bobi the Yodim. That should be a lima from Saita, that's that Minasofik is Tamei. So Mora says, no, Bar Minei, you can't ask any questions in this case over here, it's different. Tehi, the Toner of Dehi, and if in this case, because the Toner of Oishiyom, for sure, Sayochid, Sveike, Tamei, and Echnam, where should I learn from this? That if it was a Sofik that took place, for sure, Sayochid, whether the person touched the Tyrus or not, it's like a Tamei. That's what it says, this Tor is only for sure, Sarabim Tor, for sure, Sarabim Tor. Therefore, it's not a kashan of Yechonin, it has a regular lochom, like Odom, Sheesh Badach Lishol, and that's the cloud, that Sapatum Vashus Yochid is Tomei, which is the Rabbim is Tor. Kufa, what we just say before, Maziri, Ziri says, that Meis Leish Shebenidom, this Din Tumma that I need this Tomei even before, 24 hours before, Oysa Mishka Vamashuk, whatever she sat on then, her Mishka Vamashuk, which she sat on, she lied on, Mamish became like a Nava Tumma, Letama Yodim, that a person touches that bed now, is a Tana Begodim, that not only is the person Tamei, but even the Begodim is wearing us also Tamei, even though the Begodim is not touching the meter. So first question, is this true? Ain't it not that way? Vok Yossi Abim Munavimi came, Yveichu Zo Yossi came, Vyasi Mathisim Yossi came and brought a price in his hands. It sounds like this. Mieis Liesha Benido, Mishkovo Moshovo, Kemaga. It said that her Mishka Moshe was only like a Maga, was only like the Nida touched it. So my love doesn't mean to say that this ma maga loy metam odom. If a nida touches something, so that thing becomes a rishon l'tumah. That thing cannot metam an odom. So chur means to say here also half mishkov. Even when a nida sits on again from the tumah meis leis It's only considered like she touched it, and whatever she touches only becomes a Rishon Tuma. So you see here, not like Ziri, that what the Nida sat on before she became Nida, the 24 hours before, does not make it like a real Mishka of a Moshev to make it into a Nava Tuma, but it's only a Rishon Tuma. On my Rav is not like that. The Tizbra is Kedat B'Pshat.
If
you have it sealed tight, if you put this kli cheres inside an erla mace, inside a tent, a house that has a mace inside it, the tumah does not go inside this kli. That's the zeras akosiv. That if it's sealed tight, the tumah does not go inside it. Ain a nitzel b'mace leishiv anida. If a nida that has this tumah of mace lace touches it or moves the kli cheres, it becomes tamei. If so, Mishkovis or Meshavis, Shein Nitzolim B'Yelameis, but regular Nida sits on the Mishkav or Meshav, that Tumah takes place even in Yelameis, it doesn't save you B'Yelameis. Is Zayn Adin, isn't it a sword to say? Is Zayn Adin, Shein Nitzolim B'Meis Leshav Nida, Avada, that it should not be saved Mishkav or Meshav from Meis Leshav Nida? So, Rav anyway, yes, the Kasha. I have a vim mechuzoi mas nisun kami says over brisa. Aim says this rather mishkovu meishova kemaga atzma. It doesn't mean to say that the mishkovu meishov is only what things like she touched only rishon tuma, but adarava, it means to say as lamas ganava tuma as if the nidah itself is touching you. That ma maga atzma, just when the nidah itself touches matam od the matam of the godim, if your man touches the nidah itself. Avad, he becomes some with the begadim on him. Is af mishkav u'mashav is the same thing that the mishkav u'mashav that need the sat on even b'zman is meis leis is metamad and metamad begadim in a chanami. Therefore, come out good the way Ziri said before. That's a locha that this tumah meis leis is a chomad dekatumah that it has a regular locha like a nida. And therefore, the bed that she sat on before has namashinav tumah. If a man touches it later, not only is the man tamei, but who adin the begadim is wearing is also tamei, b'shas he's touching the mita. All right, we'll stop here.